Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Gabriel and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we're going to be reflecting on the Gospel of Luke. So let's just go ahead and ask for the Lord to open up our ears that we may just profit much from his word. The scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "The disciples of John the Baptist fast often and offer prayers, and the disciples of the Pharisees do the same, but yours eat and drink." Jesus answered them, "Can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them. Then they will fast in those days." And he also told them a parable. "No one tears a piece from the new cloak to patch an old one. Otherwise, he will tear the new, and the piece from it will not match the old cloak. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be ruined. Rather, new wine must be poured into fresh wineskins, and no one who has been drinking old wine desires new, for he says, 'The old is good.'" Friends, what a powerful gospel. How amazing it is to hear how wise the Lord truly is. And you see, oftentimes, I think in my own personal walk with the Lord, one of the things that I tend to do is I try to apply just different experiences that I've had in my own personal prayer life to not only just different situations that then happen in the future, but then also to other people's lives. But the biggest reality is that we need to just be completely surrendered to our Lord. You know, Jesus talks and he says, "Can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them?" All that the Pharisees knew was just method after method after method. And method is good so long as it bears fruit and it leads you closer to God. But if it's not bearing fruit, and if it's just making you irritable or prideful or frustrated, then maybe you need to change it. And maybe you're actually more closely attached to that method than you are to God. And so oftentimes I need to keep myself in check and ask myself, am I just going through the same thing over and over again? Or am I actually trying to encounter the living person of Jesus each time that I go into the chapel to go pray? And you see, it's so important to ask the Lord to fill us. Because each day, you know, how it says in the Psalms that his mercies are new every morning. Do we come to the Lord? And do we ask him, do we say, "Lord, fill us with your new wine, with your new mercy, with your new love, that we might be able to radiate the joy and the goodness of God to every single person that we meet." See, because if all we do is we just focus on the graces that we've received in the past, or the encounters that we've received in the past, then our fire is going to die out. But the thing is that the Lord doesn't want us to just plateau. He doesn't just want us just to be a good enough saint or an okay enough saint. The Lord desires a remarkable level of holiness and greatness for us. And what it requires is us being willing to let go of the method, to renounce what we know, and honestly, what we're comfortable with, what we're attached to, and to ask the Lord to fill us. And so what am I saying? I'm not saying that you shouldn't have an anchor piece every day. For example, if you're going to Mass every day, continue to do that. But ask the Lord each day to renew your mind as to what it means that you're receiving the most holy Eucharist, what it means to be listening to the Word of God day in and day out. And don't be afraid to change up your methods. At the end of the day, the Lord actually doesn't mind if you make a mistake. He doesn't like it when we sin, right? He warns us not to sin, but he doesn't warn us, don't make a mistake. The reality is that faith is spelled R-I-S-K. You just got to take a risk. And you got to be willing to work with the Lord and honestly to experiment. To say, "Lord, like what is it that you want me to to try or to do? What is it that you want to bring me into? And so friends, my prayer for you is that this upcoming season in your life may be one that is filled with a new joy, with a new anointing, with a new love for Jesus, most especially in his Holy Eucharist. And friends, I just pray that your minds may be truly renewed and that you may fall ever deeper in love with our Lord Jesus Christ. And so again, this has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Luke. And again, my name is Gabriel. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.